Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and cried out to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. Welcome to our series of lessons on accounts of conversion in the book of Acts. A lot of people are asking the question, what do I need to do to get saved? Or how can I obey the gospel and become a Christian? And sometimes people look to the wrong area, to the wrong source for salvation. The book of Acts specifically talks about and deals with how to become a Christian. In Matthew through John, we learn about Jesus, who He was, what He taught, His death on the cross, and yet we open up to the book of Acts and we learn here are examples of how people became New Testament Christians. And sadly, some examples in the book of Acts of people who didn't take advantage, who lost out on salvation. And so what must a person do to be saved? That's the great question of Acts 16, verse 30 and 31. The Scripture from the book of Acts is going to answer that for us today, and specifically in Acts chapter 2. In every account of salvation, of a conversion, in the book of Acts, what's amazing is you'll have the same elements. God is consistent in every account. You've got the same elements occurring. And so what did they have to do in Acts chapter 2 to be saved? They first had to hear the Word of God. Peter stood up with the others, with the 11, and they preached the gospel. They proclaimed Jesus as the Christ. He is the Son of God, predetermined by God, predestined to die. He is the Savior of the world. In fact, He brings it to a climax in Acts 2, verse 36, when He says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." That is what prompted them to say, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They heard the message. Jesus is the only way. Men are lost in sin, and they must obey the gospel. Well, what happened next? After they heard the Word of God, they no doubt believed in Jesus. They were cut to the heart. They were convicted of that fact. Today, men must also believe in Jesus to be saved. Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I am He, you'll surely die in your sin." John chapter 8 and verse 24. But along with hearing the message, being convicted and believing in it, they also were willing to change their life. That idea of cut to the heart not only implies conviction, but it implies a penitent attitude. They needed to repent. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. If men and women are going to be saved today, they also must repent. Do you remember what Jesus said in Luke 13 verse 3? Jesus said, "Unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish." Peter preached in Acts 3, verse 19, that men must repent and turn again, that your sins be blotted out. Repentance is a turning from sin to God to do the will of God. Men must also confess the name of Jesus to be saved. Peter proclaimed He was the Lord in Christ. They accepted that, and it was Jesus who said in Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33, "If you won't confess me before men, neither will I confess you before the Father who is in heaven." Paul proclaimed this idea very clearly in Romans 10, verse 10. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But salvation didn't end there. They weren't saved before they were baptized. Notice what Acts 2, verse 38 says. Here's what Peter said. "Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In every account of conversion, baptism is central to it. It is essential. You must be baptized to be saved. You don't read of people who were saved in the book of Acts or in the Scripture without baptism. Didn't Jesus say in John 3, verse 5, "Unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God"? Didn't Jesus say, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved"? Mark 16, 16. Wasn't it Peter who said, "Baptism does now also save us"? 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. The idea of a Christian who is unbaptized, an unbaptized Christian, is something you don't see in the Scripture. Every account of conversion, baptism is central to that. And so to be saved, they had to hear the Word. They had to believe in Jesus. They had to repent of sin, confess Him as the Savior, and be baptized for the remission of their sins. Friend, have you followed the conversions that you see, the plan of God in the book of Acts? Are you sure that you have done what they did in the first century? You cannot be a Christian and do something differently than what they did. If you've not obeyed the gospel, we're begging you today, repent of your sins, believe in Jesus, confess the name of Jesus before men, and be baptized so that you can go to heaven. If you followed some other pattern, you need to clearly know you are not saved. You're still lost in sin. We love you. We want you to go to heaven. And more than anything, we want you to become a Christian. You must obey God's plan as revealed in the book of Acts, the book of conversions, to be saved.